Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible family. Christmas 2010. I'm sitting here with my wife, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
I'm good.
Can you believe it's Christmas time?
I cannot believe it's Christmas time. Either I get older or the years go by. Wait, how do I say it?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The older you get, the years go by faster, or this year has just absolutely blazed by.
I think it's probably both.
Yeah.
I can't believe this year has maybe gone by faster than... Well, I don't know, I say that every year.
I know.
But a lot has happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking back over it. I haven't had time to really think about it very well. But the cafe has been quite a project. The other wind farm in Chattanooga opened this year.
Yep.
So Mission Chattanooga planted their services this year. We planted Four Winds Mission this year.
Mm-hmm.
Another trip through the Bible.
Indeed.
I went to Africa.
You did.
And everywhere else, it seems like.
Probably true.
And so it comes down to Christmas time.
Wait, California?
Yeah, my eyes got fixed this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got to go through all of the little calendars and journals and figure out what happened this year. It's been a lot. What happened for you this year?
Very exciting. Two captivatings underneath my belt this year.
Mm-hmm.
Took a group of 10 ladies the first time. 10 extraordinary ladies. And 11 extraordinary ladies the second time.
Yeah.
And that was amazing to get to know them each on a personal level, to see what God did in their lives, what a huge transformation a weekend can take, and have two totally different experiences for myself at Captivating. So
yeah,
that was a big highlight for me this year.
So I guess I went to Wild at Heart 4 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's always great.
I can't keep up with you. I'll take my 2 trips.
Well, they only do 2.
I know.
Or do you go to more?
I don't think I could do 4 like you do 4. So and everything else.
You going to start this women's podcast next year?
I'm ready.
That'll be good to really get the women's ministry around here. I'm really tied together. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Birthed in 2011.
Me too.
As if we don't have anything else to do. Oh, you know, another thing is the book.
The book
got done this year.
Yes.
Anyway, more calls by far came in this year for our Christmas, our family Christmas for the Daily Audio Bible than ever before.
Can I just tell you that with all of the activities and everything that goes on throughout the year and all the calls, which I love, this is by far my favorite, the Christmas show. You call it a show? Christmas podcast.
No, I call it Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. That's what it is.
That's a big word, though. That's a big title.
We don't do shows around here, but this year it's kind of like a... it's kind of like a...
Variety hour.
No, this is like a Christmas play this year.
It's like Dottie and Marie.
We got everybody in our whole family because Tyler was here for Thanksgiving. And we got everybody in our whole family to play a part.
That makes me happy.
In the Nativity story this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We could talk for a long time. The problem is we have a lot of ground to cover.
Yes. So, our daughter turned 13 this year, too.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much.
Makes me sad.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're thankful for our family at the Daily Audio Bible.
Absolutely.
I never, ever feel alone. Sometimes I get lonely with all the travel, but I never feel alone because we got thousands of people traveling around with me.
Mm-hmm. And that's been the interesting thing is going on the road and meeting the people at the Dab gatherings is to hear people say, we get to go with you. And they really look forward to that. And that's awesome.
Yep, I love it. Well, I don't know a nice way to tie up this little talk with a bow and put it under the tree, so we'll just have to say Merry Christmas. We love you guys, and we mean it very, very much.
I'm thankful for you too, babe.
Well, I'm thankful for you too. That was sweet. Jill is thankful for me.
I like you.
I am thankful for her. We are both thankful for you.
Mm-hmm.
So from our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible family Christmas.
Merry Christmas, DAB, and just wanted to say I love you very much, and thank you, Brian, and your family for being obedient to God and serving. You're an amazing inspiration for anybody, for me and my family. And I just think about all the lonely people who are in marriages this time of year, and I pray that you'll get involved in the community or they'll find you this season and reach out to your heart and open up your heart. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Bye. Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Candy calling from Hong Kong, and I would like to wish you guys a very early Merry Christmas. I will be celebrating Christmas in Shanghai this year, so I with my family there, and I hope I'll be able to continue to listen to your podcast during Christmas time. I started to listen in May 2010, and I just found it really, really helpful, and I listen every day, and I go to the Flickr page and look at the wonderful photos that you've posted as a family. So I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year, and that's all I want to say for now. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Don. I'm calling from Park Bench on the shores of Lake West Point, which is one of my sanctuaries. And I just wanted to thank Brian for all the work he does for all of us every day of the year. And Brian, I want to wish you and your family and all the members of our extended family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Year 2011. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm so excited to be greeting you and celebrating the birth of Christ with you and meeting with you every morning. This is Lila in Quincy, and I want to send a special Merry Christmas to Justin in Portland, who I met at one of our gatherings, and his family. And my name is Lila. I am not China's dog. I thank you, China, for naming your dog this special name that I've been given. But I'm not the dog. So I want to say Merry Christmas, and it just brings such joy into my heart knowing that I'm celebrating with all of you. I just wish I could all give you all a big hug. And I just wanted to sing my special song that I sing all year long. Every once in a while, the joy of the Lord just comes out through me, and this is what it sounds like. Fa la 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 la. That's all I got. So I'll say it again because it's short and sweet. Fa la 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 la. I love you. Merry Christmas.
This is Alison from the UK, ringing to wish you all blessings for this Christmas season. I want to thank you all, my brothers and sisters, for your prayers during the time that Christopher, my son, was in a coma, and as he looks to try and find new life in his Saviour. We wish you all from our family every blessing at this time of year, when I remember particularly that Christ came to be light in our darkness. Thank you. Amen.
Hi, it's Gwen and Dave calling from snowy and cold Cranbrook, British Columbia, Canada, a balmy minus 14 degrees Celsius. My husband and I have been faithful listeners for almost 3 years now. We so appreciate your ministry And we want to wish you, Brian, Jill, and family, and all our Daily Audio Bible family, a blessed Christmas, keeping in mind that Jesus is the reason for this season. We're also praying for God's very best for a great new year in 2011. We love you.
Hi, this is Gillian from Scotland. I'm just wanting to wish all my DAB family a very Merry Christmas season and a blessed New Year. I ask that the Lord would bless us all, bless you all mightily in 2011, and that you have a very special Christmas. Merry Christmas. Amen.
The birth of Jesus Christ happened like this. When Mary was engaged to Joseph, just before their marriage, she was discovered to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Whereupon Joseph, her future husband, who was a good man and did not want to see her disgraced, planned to break off the engagement quietly. But while he was turning the matter over in his mind, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What she has conceived is conceived through the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, whom you will call Jesus, the Savior, for it is he who will save his people from their sins."
All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us.
Good morning. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm calling to just wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone in the Daily Audio Bible community. I'm reminded of Psalm 126 when it says that, verse 3, where it says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." This is something that comes through this daily immersion into the Word of God, and I'm very grateful that many of us have been able to share this with one another throughout the entire year of 2010, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming year with joy, with excitement, and I'm grateful very much again to God and again to this community. Make it a great day, and Merry Christmas.
Hi there, Daily Audio Bible family all around the world. This is the Johnson family from Hillsboro, Oregon. Marilyn speaking first, and then Justin and Dan. It was our amazing privilege last Sunday, November 7th, to meet Brian in Yakima, and other Daily Audio Bible family. It's pretty cool to know that there's actual real people out there listening and that we are not alone. So this greeting goes out to all of our friends and family around the world. Merry Christmas. May God bless you abundantly. This is our second year. Dan's in my second year through the Daily Audio Bible, and it's been an amazing blessing to us. So thank you, Brian, and your family for ministering to all of us. Merry Christmas from Marilyn Johnson in Hillsboro.
This is Justin. I also want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. This is my third year being part of the Daily Audio Bible listening community, and I love hearing your voices at the end of the podcast, and I've been listening to 2009 this year, so occasionally I'll hear a prayer request, and I'll be praying for it again a year after the fact. So it's been great. God bless you all. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And I especially want to give a Christmas shout out to Preston and Ben and Lila and Jill. It was great to meet you all, and God bless you.
This is Dan, continuing on here from the Johnson family in Hillsboro, Oregon. Merry Christmas, everyone. Special Merry Christmas, Brian, to you and your family. It was such a pleasure to spend some time with you and other Daily Audio Bible family in the Yakima areas. And a special Merry Christmas to Lila, Ben, Jake, Preston, Jill. And God bless you all, and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jennifer in Baltimore. I'm the wife of Brett, the coffee roaster that roasts all of the Wind Farm coffee. And I just have to say that I am so impressed with all of you Daily Audio Bible family listeners who have ordered our coffee and who are standing with us in the fight against human trafficking. We are so honored that you enjoy our coffee, and we're honored to play such a crucial part in this fight. But that's not why I'm calling today. I am calling to pray a Christmas blessing over everyone as we approach this Christmas season. So Heavenly Father, we just stand with you and we thank you for Brian. We thank you for this family. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us over this year. And we thank you for the word that you spoke through Brian at the beginning of this year, the word of advance. Father, I just thank you for the advance that I have seen in my friends' lives, in my life, and that I have heard over the prayer request lines over the past few months of the ways that you're preparing us, that you are advancing us in your kingdom, that beyond the physical circumstances, beyond the trials that we're seeing now, that you are preparing us to take the next steps into your kingdom, that we can finish this year out on a good ground and we can be ready for the next steps that you want to take us to spiritually in the year ahead. Father, I just ask that as we lay ourselves down, we lay our fears down, we lay our false comforters down, and we submit our will to yours, that you would finish that work in us and that you would bring us to that place where we can move into the next steps. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and Christmas blessings to everyone in the Daily Audio Bible family. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Brian and DAB family. This is Mary Jo in St. Louis, wishing each and every one of you a most blessed and warm Christmas and Happy New Year. I am ever so thankful for this season of remembrance of God's great love for us, and this time of warmth and joy as we gather with loved ones to celebrate our Savior's birth. However, my heart goes out to those who will be alone this Christmas. Maybe your family and friends are far away this year, or maybe you're surrounded by people but still feel alone. I want to encourage you and say that you are not alone, no matter how you may feel. Jesus has promised that he is with us always, even to the end of the age. That is a promise we can hold on to. I love you all, even though we have never met. I feel this connection with all of you as we are the body of Christ. We are one in him. I praise him for the mighty things he is doing, even the behind-the-scenes things that we're not even aware of. Let's advance with him right into the new year, DAB family. I am so excited about what God has in store for us in 2011. Have a very blessed holiday season, and know that you are loved.
Hi, this is Sharon from Minnesota, and a beautiful day here. And I just wanted to send my Christmas greetings, Merry Christmas to everyone. And I hope you have a blessed, wonderful holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to the AB family. May God bless you with joy and peace in this season. Happy Thanksgiving to the AB family. This is Marge in Atlanta, saying I love you and I praise God for all of you. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless. Bye-bye.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him. Then, 6 months after Zechariah's vision, in which he was told of the coming birth of his son, John, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a Galilean town, Nazareth by name, to a young woman who was engaged to a man called Joseph. The girl's name was Mary. The angel entered her room and said,
"Greetings to you, Mary, O favored one, the Lord be with you."
Mary was deeply disturbed at these words and wondered what such a greeting could possibly mean, but the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. God loves you dearly. You are going to be the mother of a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be known as the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather David, and he will be king over the people of Jacob forever. His reign shall never end."
Then Mary spoke to the angel.
"How can this be?"
she said.
"I'm not married."
The angel made this reply to her.
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you,
The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will therefore be called Holy, the Son of God. Your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son, old as she is indeed. This is the sixth month for her, a woman who was called barren, for no promise of God can fail to be fulfilled.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. And as a kid, one of my favorite things to do, other than opening gifts, was to sit around the piano and sing Christmas carols. So without piano, though, I'd like to sing one of my favorite Christmas carols for you. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Which morning lonely is I, and to the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Merry Christmas, DAB family.
Hi, it's John Ryan from Liverpool. Been listening to the DAB for 1.5 years. I want to wish you all an amazing Christmas and a wonderful new year. I particularly want to wish a happy Christmas to the guys that attended the Wild at Heart boot camp in Wales. Seems like a long time ago, but it was a significant time for me creating irreversible change. Everyone listening, enjoy God's favour, be blessed and be a blessing. Brian, what a wonderful ministry that encourages and lifts so many. You and your family have a great Christmas. And roll on the new year. Thank you all so much. Every blessing.
Hello, DAB family. This is Chris from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm wanting to call and wish all of you the happiest of holidays. I love you all so much. Brian and Jill, that goes to you too. I love, Brian, what you've brought to the community. It's just been wonderful to go through the Word each and every day together. I'm excited to end the year and start a new year. And I'm just praying blessings for all my DAB family and wishing all of you just the happiest, happiest holidays and a happy new year. I love you all. Bye.
Hi, Brian and Daily Audio Bible family. I'm Janet, and I'm calling from Italy. And I'm just wanting to call you to send you my Christmas greetings. I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible now for nearly 2 years, and I just thank God for giving me this amazing global family. I'm so proud and honored to be a part of it all with you and share in the Bible and pray with you every day. My love to you all. Buon Natale.
My name's Joan Ojola, calling from London in England. I'm calling to leave my Christmas greetings. I thank God that I'm a part of this large and wonderful family. Jill and Brian, I thank God for your lives. Thank God for the life of the children. Thank God for what He's doing in and through you all. And I thank God for your obedience. My dear brothers and sisters, the Daily Audio Bible family, I wish you a Merry Christmas and I wish you God's blessings for the new year. I love you lots and we hope to be back next year listening to the undiluted Word of God. God bless you richly. Love you all. Joan from London, England. Merry Christmas and have a prosperous new year. Bye.
Hey, this is John Taves from Ontario, Canada. Merry Christmas to all of you and a happy 2011. God bless.
Hello, my Daily Audio Bible family. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
This is American Sarah Dane, who's no longer in London, but now in Colorado. And I just have to say a big I love you to Terry, April, Bonnie, Ellie, Carol, Penny, Janene, and Brenda, who's an Indiana girl who wants to be in Colorado that I went to Captivating with. You are wonderful. And for all the people that I miss in England, like Greg and Bert, Brigida, and Craig and Helen, and Esther and the Niederlander, Joan, Allison, I hope your I hope your Christmas gift is your son living, walking, and well. And Jill, I can't forget you, and Elizabeth in Colombia, and Paul in Barcelona. Libertad para el mundo español y hispánico. I love you, my family. You are absolutely wonderful. And Effie Formson and Sean Ritzenhuller, I haven't met you yet, but I love you too. And for all of you that I haven't met, I love you. And community is what makes the Daily Audio Bible for me. And I wish nothing best on Jesus' birthday for you, but for you to enjoy it. Blessings, my family. Love you. Bye.
I belong to the Lord, body and soul,
replied Mary.
Let it happen as you say.
And at this, the angel left her. With little delay, Mary got ready and hurried off to the hillside town in Judea, where Zacharias and Elizabeth lived. She went into their house and greeted her cousin. When Elizabeth heard her greeting, the unborn child stirred inside her, and she herself was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out,
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is your child. What an honor it is to have the mother of my Lord come to see me. Why, as soon as your greeting reached my ears, the child within me jumped for joy. Oh, how happy is the woman who believes in God, for he does make his promises to her come true.
And Mary said,
My heart is overflowing with praise of my Lord. My soul is full of joy in God my Savior, for he has deigned to notice me, his humble servant, and after this, all the people who ever shall be will call me the happiest of women. The one who can do all things has done great things for me. Oh, holy is his name. Truly his mercy rests on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has swept away the high and mighty. He has set kings down from their thrones and lifted up the humble. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. Yes, he has helped Israel, his child. He has remembered the mercy that he promised to our forefathers, to Abraham and his sons forevermore.
So Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible community, this is Russ Jacobson in Urbana, Illinois, and I wanted to send the blessings of the community of Christ here in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois to each one of you. May the Lord richly bless the year ahead. May his rule and reign be just present in your lives, and may you come to know the love that he has for each one of you. Just blessings. Have a great year. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Lion's Mane Barry from Newfoundland, Canada. Just calling to say Merry Christmas and that I love you guys very much. And just wish all the best for Brian and family. And just have a great time. I love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Terry from Delaware, Terry B. on the forum. And I'm just calling to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for your support during the year, and I look forward to meeting more of you in the new year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. Hi, Brian. Hi, Jill. I'm just calling to say very Merry Christmas to everyone and a Happy New Year. My name is Bola, and I'm calling from London, and I wish you all a very, very, very happy holidays. I love you all. God bless you. Bye. Oh, and I'd like to say a special hello to my Daily Audio Bible BFF, Olga from LA, who I met online, and now she's my sister and friend, all thanks to the Daily Audio Bible, and it's been such a blessing to be a member of this family, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the Daily Audio Bible. So yeah, Merry Christmas. I love you all. It's Bella from London. Bye.
Hi, this is Bill from Minnesota. Matthew quotes the prophecy from Isaiah that's fulfilled in Jesus, that they shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. I ponder this thought deeply as I approach the holidays, because over the past year, God has brought me through suffering and into far deeper healing and restoration. than I could ever imagine. And the most beautiful part has been his tender and loving presence. I'm so grateful to the Daily Audio Bible for the gift of his written word, which through daily listening is becoming a real companion to me. And I'm also so grateful to Jesus that by means of his Holy Spirit, he would invite me into his presence and have together this amazing conversation. So my wishes for all of you in the DAB community are for the fruit of his Spirit to be present, and mostly for his intimate and abiding presence to be yours. I love you. This is Bill.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is the Molina family, and we want to wish you, Brian, and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you all. Love you always.
Hi, guys. I'm Matt. Thank you for doing the Daily Audio Bible for kids. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelsey. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
He, Joseph, married Mary, but had no intercourse with her until she had given birth to a son, and she gave him the name Jesus. At that time of the birth of John the Baptist, a proclamation was made by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited world should be registered. This was the first census undertaken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and everybody went to the town of his birth to be registered. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to David's town, Bethlehem, in Judea, because he was a direct descendant of David, to be registered with his future wife, Mary. Now in the later stages of her pregnancy. So it happened that it was while they were there in Bethlehem that she came to the end of her time. She gave birth to her first child, a son. And as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible. Brian, you are such a blessing to all of us. I love listening every day. And I just want to remind everybody that Jesus is the ultimate blessing. And remember that this Christmas season, and go and be a blessing as he requests us to be. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. I just want to call in. This is Kimberly from Maryland, and just wishing all of us a wonderful holiday season, a time to really celebrate the goodness of the Lord, to be grateful for all the transformations that he's been making in all of us. I know there's been a major time of change and greater dependency on him in my life, and it's uncomfortable a lot of times, but I also find that, you know, I do trust him more, and I just really appreciate all the prayer requests, call-ins I've heard over this, you know, over this year, the celebrations, the pain, the authenticity of all of us really reaching out to each other and supporting each other. It's a beautiful family to be a part of. So I wish all of you a wonderful holiday season in the DAB family as well as in your own private home. So to God be the glory. This is Kimberly from Maryland.
DAB, Merry, Merry Christmas. Howard from Antelope, California. My second year through the Bible with the DAB. Merry Christmas to the Hardin family. Merry Christmas to the whole DAB family. The longer I've been in Christ now, for about 4 years, the more I realize the real meaning of Christmas, and the more I look forward to it, because every year I get a little deeper and deeper into it. So Merry Christmas to all. Love you all. Thank you all for all your prayers. God bless.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I also would like to share with you a card given to me from my daughter Cindy. It's entitled 10 Things God Wants Us to Remember. I am for you. I love you. I believe in you. I will bless you. I will give you rest. I will not fail you. I will be with you. I will provide for you. I will strengthen you. I will answer you. Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible. Signing out, Jean from Fresno, California. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family.
Christmas greetings to the Daily Audio Bible community from Paul in Pleasantville. During this season, as we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us, I'm especially thankful for God with us in the Daily Audio Bible community and people. And I thank God for inspiring, directing, and coaxing Brian and his special family into this ministry. I thank the Lord for this powerful witness and for the gift of the living Word of God in my life every day. Merry Christmas!
Hi, my name is Patty, and I just wanted to share that I've been listening to Brian for the last pretty much 3 years, going through cancer and surviving and being cancer-free, and it just means the world to me to be able to listen to the Word of God through Brian, and I just want to thank God for him and his family and wish blessings for him this Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Daily Auto Bible family. Happy holidays to everyone. This is Michelle from Los Angeles, from L.A., and just want to wish everyone an amazing season, a very safe holiday season, and Happy New Year's to everyone. And Brian and Jill, I love you and your family. Thank you very much for all that you do and leading us through the year in the Bible. Thank you so much, and God bless you and just cover you with all of his blessings. And I pray for each and every person out there, and every day I listen to your prayers, and I've cried doing some of your prayers, and I just want to say thank you for helping me to grow this year, and just covering everybody with the blood of Jesus for 2011, and may everyone have great blessings and financial blessings and protection on your family, and just the love of God, that we all continue to grow as a community and as people, and that God continues to transform our heart and our lives. And I love you guys, and thank you so much for making me be the woman that I am today. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I love you, Brian. Love you, Jill. It's Michelle from L.A. Bye.
I'm so glad for this time of year. It's such a testimony to the world. Perhaps he did come in the spring, but I'm so glad that we do take this time during dark December and celebrate his coming to this world. And I am amazed at, although the world may not realize it, how it is in their music. And I thank God for that. And I just hope that this is a wonderful time of year for you, and you may have opportunity to see someone come to know him as Lord and Savior. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Chuck Crummer, Central Indiana. On behalf of myself, my family, my growing church family that listens to the DAB, and all six servers that I have a chance to watch over as they bring me the Daily Audio Bible every day of the year. I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and I am so glad to be part of this family and glad that you are too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
There were some shepherds living in the same part of the country, keeping guard throughout the night over their flocks and the open fields. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood by their side. The splendor of the Lord blazed around them, and they were terror-stricken. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you glorious news of great joy, which is for all the people. This very day in David's town, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Let this prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped up lying in a manger."
And in a flash, there appeared with the angel a vast host of the armies of heaven, praising God, saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace upon the earth among men of goodwill."
When the angels left them and went back into heaven, the shepherds said to each other,
"Now let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us."
So they came as fast as they could, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen this sight, they told everybody what had been said to them about the little child. And those who heard them were amazed at what the shepherds said. But Mary treasured all these things and turned them over in her mind. The shepherds went back to work, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen, which had happened just as they had been told.
Hi, Brian and Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Caroline. I've called several times this year for prayer requests and also to pray for other people. And I started listening kind of middle of January. It was a little after the start of the new year, but I caught up from the beginning of the year, and I've listened the whole year. It was my goal to get through the entire Bible one way or another, and when I found this podcast, I knew that that was my what I needed to do. And I think God has a way of timing things to help us through difficult times. I started this and knew that God was calling me to do this. I had called back in July and August. My mom had been battling cancer for almost 3 years, and we lost her back in August. But I kind of feel like she knew that her time was coming and wanted to give me a sense of support in a couple different ways. And I truly believe that this Daily Audio Bible family that I found has helped me tremendously through that. So this time of year, when during the holidays, that's what I am thankful for. That's what I thank God for at Christmas time. And I thank Him for finding this podcast to live in the Word every day and to pray for people all over the world and to have people praying for me all over the world. It's just amazing. So I thank you, and I wish you all a wonderful Christmas holiday season, and just enjoy every moment with your family and friends, and pray for you all, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
And Christopher from Calabasas, North Carolina.
We want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Brian and your family, and also the entire Daily Audio Bible family. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we look forward to going through the Bible again with you next year. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bramwell from London. I'm just so grateful for this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters such as you. It's been a fantastic year, at the same time a very challenging year for me, but I'm just so glad that we have the Lord to rely on, and our plans can be His plans, and whenever we call upon Him, He comes in a mighty way, most times not like we expect Him to. So this is just a call to say Happy Thanksgiving for those of you in the U.S. and for everyone else, Merry Christmas. I do hope that next year we'll stick together, go through the tough times together, and also come through the happy times together. Happy Thanksgiving again, and Merry Christmas to everybody. That's Bramwell from London. Thank you. Bye.
Happy Holidays, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Asia calling from Germany. Brian, this has been an awesome year. It has been filled with trials and tribulations, but I have stayed steadfast to the Daily Audio Bible family. I would like to wish holiday blessings to my mother, Sandra Timmons, and my extended family in the United States, as well as, I'm proud to report, the two brothers that have joined me not far from Munich. They're living also not far from me in Germany. To wish the Woodard family a very happy holiday season. And although that we have all been in trials and tribulations and had warfare spread at our feet, God is awesome. And I just pray for everyone that they will have a safe and holiday season and to know that God is love. And when the times get harder, lean on our Heavenly Father. He brings us to it. He will bring it through it. And I'm just so blessed to be a part of this family. I have been with you from the very beginning, Brian. You and your lovely wife, Jill, and your children. God has so blessed you, and I just wish so many blessings upon you and the Daily Audio Bible community. Let us all stand fast in 2011. Stay together, stay in the Word daily, and just know that we are the children of the Almighty Father. Where two or more are in agreement, He will grant us His desires. And remember to do His will, and that our will be in alignment with His. I love you, Daily Audio Bible family. I am still in Germany. It has not been easy, but just knowing that I have this family to reach out to has been a blessing. And I believe that God brought me here for a reason, and part of that reason was it has taken me years to develop a relationship with Him, and I searched Him at a point when I just felt so alone and abandoned, and I just started getting in the Word. And I encourage anyone out there who feels abandoned or lonely, know that God is with you. We are not alone, and we have a Daily Audio Bible family and our family and friends that somehow beacon the light of the Heavenly Father. I love you all. I wish you the best. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year from Germany. Alles Gute in 2011. Tschüss.
This message is from Becky and Roe in Louisiana. To the Daily Audio Bible family, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Feliz Navidad from Lacombe, Louisiana. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
At the end of the 8 days, the time came for circumcising the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before his conception. And the purification time, stipulated by the law of Moses, was completed. They brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This was to fulfill a requirement of the law.
Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
They also offered the sacrifice prescribed by the law.
A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
In Jerusalem was a man by the name of Simeon. He was an upright man devoted to the service of God, living in expectation of the salvation of Israel. His heart was open to the Holy Spirit, and it had been revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Lord's Christ. He had been led by the Spirit to go into the temple, and when Jesus' parents brought the child in to have done to him what the law required, he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said,
"At last, Lord, you can dismiss your servants in peace, as you have promised. For with my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have made ready for every people, a light to show truth to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel."
The child's father and mother were still amazed at what was said about him when Simeon gave them his blessing. He said to Mary, the child's mother,
"This child is destined to make many fall and many rise in Israel, and to set up a standard which many will attack. For he will expose the secret thoughts of many hearts, and for you, your very soul will be pierced by a sword."
There was also present Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, who was a prophetess. She was a very old woman, having had 7 years married life, and was now a widow of 84. She spent her whole life in the temple and worshipped God night and day with fastings and prayers. She came up at this very moment, praised God, and spoke about Jesus to all those in Jerusalem who were expecting redemption.
Hi, family. This is Ben coming to you from the beautiful and frigid and snow-covered Yakima Valley. I was calling to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Even right now, I was thinking about what I'm thankful for. There's so much. But in the middle of this cold snap and snowy snap that we have, I'm thankful for the seasons. with our technology, with our machinery, at least in my little world, we tend to drive the pace of life at a terrific pace, and the seasons, especially winter, always brings around, even forces around at times, a different pace, God's pace. He reminds me that we're not in control, that there's a pace to life, that there's a season for everything. There's a season to be greatly productive and efficient, and there's a season to just slow down and behold God's beauty and behold God's wonder and power and sovereignty. So, Father, I thank you for the seasons, and I thank you for this wonderful family that I have in the Daily Audio Bible. May they be blessed, each and every one, and may you bless us all in the coming new year and bring your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Dave.
And Lisa.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. We would like to wish the DAB Worldwide family a very Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year.
We love you all and look forward to spending next year together. Happy holidays!
A very blessed Christmas to all our Daily Audio Bible family. Thank God Jesus is the reason for the season. From Gord and Pat in Surrey, BC, Canada.
Hi, Brian, Jill, and the entire Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bonnie from Illinois wishing everyone a blessed Christmas and New Year. I especially would like to send my love and greetings to all the women of the first Daily Audio Bible Captivating Retreat that I was honored to be a part of this past April. To Jill, Sandy, Cheryl, Lisa, Leslie, Jen, Tony, Denise, Leslie, and Sue, may God fill your hearts with His abiding and steadfast love. And may we all never forget that we are on a journey together through the Bible and have each been called to be a significant part of His epic story of redemption and restoration. Thank you, ladies, for making my life richer by the beauty of your lives and your stories. And may God bless each and every one in the Daily Audio Bible family this Christmas and New Year.
Hi, this is Lanny Carlson calling from the icy land of Northwest Iowa, wishing Brian and his family and all of my friends, known and unknown, at the DAB community a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year as we enter the second decade of the 21st century. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is the Crusher calling you up from Chicago. Just want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. And want to thank you all for being out there praying for my request and praying for all of you out there. I want to thank Brian, you and your family for putting this out there for us all. And, you know, God bless all of you. All right. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you. Bye.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the last days when Herod was king of the province. Not long after his birth, there arrived from the east a party of astrologers, making for Jerusalem and inquiring as they went.
Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come here to pay homage to him.
When King Herod heard about this, he was deeply disturbed, as indeed were all the other people living in Jerusalem. So he summoned all the Jewish scribes and chief priests together and asked where Christ should be born. Their reply was,
"In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet Micah wrote about the matter. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod invited the wise men to meet him privately and found out from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them off to Bethlehem, saying,
"When you get there, search for this little child with the utmost care, and when you have found him, come back and tell me, so that I may go and worship him too.
The wise men listened to the king and then went on their way to Bethlehem. Now the star, which they had seen in the east, went in front of them as they traveled, until at last it shone immediately above the place where the little child lay. The sight of the star filled them with indescribable joy. So they went into the house and saw the little child with his mother Mary. And they fell on their knees and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, incense, and myrrh. Then, since they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by a different route. But after they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Get up now. Take the little child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod means to seek out the child and kill him."
So Joseph got up and, taking the child and his mother with him in the middle of the night, set off for Egypt, where he remained until Herod's death. This again is a fulfillment of the Lord's word spoken through the prophet. "Out of Egypt, I called my son."
Hello to everyone. This is Domingo from Orlando. I've called a couple of times for prayer requests, but this one is for you, Brian, the rest of the Harden family, and to my BAB family. You all of you mean so much to me. I want to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. Thank you so much for all your prayers and everything that you guys do. And Brian, keep up the good work, man. You're doing a fantastic job for God. I love you, brother. Everyone, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Birthday, Jesus. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Joe from Orlando, Florida, and I just wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I always love this time of year because it gives us all this great opportunity to spend time with our families and really get to talking to each other and spending all this time together. And I love it a lot. It also reminds us of the birth of our Lord Jesus, whom we pray to every day. So I pray that each of you have a very merry, merry Christmas. And I love you all. Bye.
Hi, family. This is Roni, and I'm calling from Southern California. I just wanted to wish each and every one the best this Christmas season, and I pray that the true gift of Christmas enter your hearts and draw you closer to God. Merry Christmas, and may God grant you His grace and His peace.
Hi, this is Patty Vinson from Clearwater, Florida, and I just want to send a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and welcome to everyone at the DAB family. It's been a wonderful year being in the Daily Audio Bible family every day. And I also pray that your family are blessed and you enjoy your holiday season. Love you all. Pray for you every day. And in Christ's name, I lift you all up. Have a great holiday.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Olubenga Oguntokun. I currently live in Rico County in Virginia. I'm really excited to give this Christmas greetings. First, my Christmas greetings goes to Brian Harden and his family. Been a wonderful influence in my life today, and also I would like to send my Christmas greetings to my mom way back in Nigeria, Mrs. Vibi Oguntokun, and to my lovely fiance Adebukola Omoleye, and to all, especially all the Daily Audio Bible family members that stood by me, with me, in prayer during the months of April, May, June. Without the DAB family, I don't know how I would have gone through those months. I'm really thrilled, and I give my Christmas greetings especially to every member of the DAB Bible family. It's been a wonderful year this year. We've gone through ups and downs together, but the most interesting thing is we are standing. I've made friends in the forums, and my greetings goes to all those people. I'm really excited. I'm very, very excited. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a wonderful year ahead. Thanks a lot, Brian. I pray to God to keep you and your team as we near the end of this year and begin another year. I definitely, this is my first year actually, and definitely will continue next year. I'm glad, I'm thrilled. God has made you come my way, and I bless God for that. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Bye.
When Herod saw that he had been fooled by the wise men, he was furiously angry. He issued orders and killed all the male children of 2 years and under in Bethlehem and the surrounding district. Basing his calculation on his careful questioning of the wise men, then Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled.
A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more.
But after Herod's death, an angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Now get up and take the infant and his mother with you and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead."
So Joseph got up and took the little child and his mother with him and journeyed toward the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was now reigning as king of Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to enter the country. Then he received warning in a dream to turn aside into the district of Galilee, now ruled by Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee and Perea. And he came to live in a small town called Nazareth, thus fulfilling the old prophecy that he should be called a Nazarene. When they, Mary and Joseph, had completed all the requirements of the law of the Lord in the temple at Jerusalem, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew up and became strong and full of wisdom, and God's blessing was upon him.
Hi, Brian. This message is to go on your holiday special. I would just like to thank you for your audio, daily audio Bible study. It's absolutely beautiful. I have a friend who I call Heavenly Music Maker, who actually told me about your program, and I just want to wish him a happy holiday and just to say thank you for telling me about the program. I have been so blessed from your word every day, and I just want to say God bless you and happy holiday, and I'll meet you in heaven. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible and Brian. Just wanted to call in and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Tracy out of Texas. I'm Mr. Trey on the board. I'm new to the forum, to the board this year, and it is a very loving, comforting, and warm place. I love listening to Daily Audio Bible. And again, Merry Christmas to everyone. Goodbye.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Anne-Marie, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm just calling to wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year. I hope everyone will thank God for whatever they get in their life and whatever happened through their life throughout the year. And I am very blessed that my family are still alive and that they live to see this wonderful Christmas. And we thank you, God, for having Brian here who reads the Bible every morning, which I appreciate it very much. And I hope, you know, it's a blessing will continue to flourish every day of his life, and that his blessing will continue to flourish in his family too. We thank you again, Brian, for the Daily Audio Bible. Every morning I look forward to listening to your words, and, you know, it gives me encouragement, you know, hope that there's a God and that I'm alive and I'm a Christian and I accepted him in my life. And, you know, he's working miracles through my life, and I thank him for that, and I, you know, blessing to all and everyone, and again, have a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year. God bless you all, and God bless you to the DAD family. Bye. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Merry Christmas. This is Erica from Hayward, California, wishing you all a blessed holiday season on behalf of the Crawford family. This is a time of celebration. Our story with Jesus Christ, our Savior, begins here, and no attempts to bury Jesus with happy holidays changes our reality or relationship with Him. Let's rejoice together, and we wish you many, many blessings in 2011.
Hi, this is Tom Bolton in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Karen and I are wishing all of our friends at Daily Audio Bible this Christmas the special warmth of friendship, the joy of sharing, and the gentle touch of Jesus in your lives. And we're thinking of Isaiah 9:6 today, for a child has been born for us, the gift of a child for us. Amen. Have a wonderful Christmas, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, that about does it for Christmas 2010 for the Daily Audio Bible family. This year there were so many calls that there was no way to incorporate everything in the program, but after the end here we'll play all the rest of the calls that came in by the time we went into production with this. This is the fifth Christmas we've spent together. Guys, can you believe this? 5 good years. Revolutionary years. Through Scripture. And it is because of the Christ child who came to earth under the cover of darkness, as it were, incarnating himself into a young girl who was obedient, that he could grow, live a sinless life, and lay that life down on the cross some 33 years later. His shed blood for the remission of our sins, restoring us to God, so that our eternity, the gap that no one and nothing could bridge, permanently sealed. And so, our Father, we come before you thanking you for Jesus. We thank you for bestowing your love upon us and withholding nothing from us. This kind of love, we don't know how to understand. It is beyond us. And yet we accept. And we come before you gratefully, offering ourselves in return, which is a pittance. There's no possible way giving you all that we are can possibly measure up to you giving us all that you are. But it's all that we have. And so, like your servant, Mary, in days of old said, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be done to me as you say. This is our prayer. We are your servants. You are our master. There is nothing off limits to you. And there is nothing too great for you to ask. For what do we have that you haven't already given us? And what can we give up that you cannot restore? Every breath that we take is a gift from you. And it is our prayer that we breathe in your life. And every breath out is an act of worship to your holy name. May we live this way. Forgive us for the distractions. Forgive us for the ways that we've tried to stay in control. Control over you. Control over those around us. Control over ourselves and our destiny. We submit these things to you. knowing that this little baby, the baby Jesus, came humbly and withheld nothing and demonstrated what life can and is supposed to look like. May we be more like Christ in the coming year, we pray. In that beautiful name, the name of Jesus, our Savior, we ask these things in love for you and for one another. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you. And I speak this over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. May the strength of God go with you. May the wisdom of God instruct you. May the hand of God protect you. May the word of God direct you. May you be sealed in Christ this day and forevermore. Rejoice, for Christ has come.
As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing, "This night shall be the birth time of Christ the heavenly King." As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing, "This night shall be the birth time of Christ the heavenly King." He neither shall be born yet in house nor in hall, nor in the place of paradise, but in an ox's stall.
this is Brent Green calling in from Kansas City for a holiday greeting. Want to say hello to the whole Daily Audio Bible family. Really have enjoyed going through the Bible this year, and took it, my wife and I, a couple international trips, we took it with us, and it was just good to have it on a day-to-day basis. It was the first time I've been through the Bible in about 5 years, so want to say thank you to everybody. Enjoyed hearing the prayer requests. Some of them are really encouraging, and others are gut-wrenching, but together as the family of Christ, that's what we do. We hang in with each other through the ups and downs of life. So, hey, again, Brent Green from Kansas City saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep, all of you, in heavenly peace. Merry Christmas, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Whitney from Nashville. Just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you guys out there. I pray that God would bless you guys during this holiday season as we come together and spend time with our families. And I pray that we would all use this holiday season to recognize who God is and to see and fully appreciate the blessings that He gives us each and every day. Love you guys. God bless.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Hope from Nashville. I just wanted to send my holiday greetings to you. It's been an awesome year of restoration, and I just look forward to what next year has to bring. I wish all of you a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
Hi, this is Cheryl calling from Arkansas, and I'd just like to wish the Daily Audio Bible family a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I pray that all the desires of your heart come to pass. I pray for your prosperity, both spiritually, financially, physically, emotionally, and all the other things that you may want or you may desire. I look forward to our walk together in the year to come. And again, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Howdy, Brian and the DAB family. This is Scott Hearn from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, calling to wish you all a Merry Christmas, because Jesus is the reason for all seasons. And as we look up and grow closer to Him, we will see Him. Let us all remember that Jesus is the one that has given His life for us, and let us give our lives for Him. Special Merry Christmas to my daughter, Michaela Grace Hearn, Colton Brady Hearn, Skylar Renee Hearn, and my wife, Robin. I love you all, DAB, and I love you, family. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to my DAB family. I hope everybody's having a great holiday. This is Lisa in Macon, Georgia. Just sending greetings out to everyone. I am so enjoying our walk through the Word of God every day together. And thank you, Brian, and your family for your faithfulness and dedication to this. It means a lot to me, and I'm sure everybody else. Blessings in Jesus' name. Bye.
Greetings, DAB family. I wish each and every one of you a wonderful, merry, merry Christmas.
This is my Christmas wish. Everybody has a blessed and prosperous Christmas and New Year. May God bless all of you, and keep listening to Audio Daily Bible. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wish you a Merry Christmas from Mark in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Deborah. I'm calling in to say Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy New Year. Best wishes to everyone, and I'll be praying. I'm also on the prayer line as Tiger Lily 1481. God bless.
Hi, I wanted to call in. I'm calling from Louisiana, and I wanted to call and tell all the Daily Audio Bible brothers and sisters Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Listening to this daily Bible word is truly a blessing and an honor. And thank you, Brian, for enriching our lives with God's word every single day. Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Jim from Massachusetts, and I'm just calling to wish everybody a very happy and blessed holiday season. The DAB has been something very, very important to me over the last 2 years. It's something I can't see not doing in the future. And what's funny is, beyond Brian, I've really not met anybody else in the DAB, but I feel like I know all of you, and that's God's work right there. So I wish everybody the happiest of holidays, and whether you're having a great year or a year where you're looking forward, know that God loves you. Thanks. Happy holidays.
Hey, DAB family. This is Natasha calling from Brooklyn. I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope that God blesses you throughout the rest of this year and next year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Julie up in Maine. I just want you to know that I love you all, and I hope you all have a very merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Joseph from UCF in Orlando, and I just wanted to call in and say have a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Robin from Florida wishing everyone a fabulous holiday, a merry, merry Christmas filled with love and with getting to know Christ better. I just pray that around the world there is less strife and there is peace and there's glory, and that we humble ourselves before our God and just throw our arms up in praise and know that He is good. I pray that all our brothers and sisters have safe times when they travel wherever they go, and that our lives will touch others, and when the holiday season is over, there will be more of us that love Christ. Have a great day, everyone, and I will be back. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good morning, Brian and Daily Audio Bible community. My sister and me, Sam, we wanted to send out a Christmas greeting to everyone. And so I'll read our favorite scripture first during this time of year. And it says, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.
Oh, come let us adore Him. Oh,
Jacob here in
Yakima, Washington, and I had to laugh before I called. I think this is the first time I've ever been almost late with my early Christmas greetings. I found that funny. But, yeah, Merry Christmas, and I guess my Christmas wish for everyone is just that they would truly just remember what Christmas is about. I know it can get so crazy this time of year. So crazy, just this and that and running around to the point you're like, what is going on? What are we celebrating here? Credit cards are maxed out, everyone's fighting. This is ridiculous. What I wish for everyone is that we would point people towards the truth of what this holiday season is about. And it's about love. It's about sacrifice. It's about Jesus Christ, who came into the world for each and every one of us personally. And that is something that is worth celebrating. So, Merry Christmas, and that is it. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Carol from Ohio, calling in to wish you all a very blessed and merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And I just wanted to sing Silent Night with you, so I know you know the words. Here we go. I dusted off my guitar just for you. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Good morning. Just want to wish happy holiday greetings to my husband Jack in Orlando, Florida. This is Kathy calling from Orlando. And to just say thank you so much for all that you do for the Lord and for our family. And I want to wish my daughter Tiffany and her husband Ante a happy Merry Christmas. And looking forward to seeing them at New Year's. And also my son Julian and his girlfriend in Lakeland. I'm hoping that 2011 will help them to come to know you, Christ. To my friends in Virginia, Amy and Gerard, who are faithful DAB listeners. And I just want to say thank you, Brian, to you and your family for all that you do. And I hope you have a happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Sandy in Fife, Washington. It is from my heart to all the Daily Audio Bible family around the world that each and every one of you be blessed with love, peace, and joy during the anniversary of the birth of our most precious Savior, Jesus Christ, and that such blessings continue throughout the years to come.
Hi, this is Carol in Oakland, California. I have a Christmas prayer request. For my two military kids, I have a son in Afghanistan and a daughter-in-law on an aircraft carrier. I pray that God would meet them each in a personal way this Christmas, and that God would make the nativity real for them. And my second request is for their marriage, that while they are apart, that God find a way to bind them together while they're apart for all these months. And I appreciate you joining with me in prayer for this sweet couple.
Hello, my name is Marshall from Silver City, New Mexico. I'm just calling in a holiday greeting from my brothers and sisters out there. I'm just calling in for all those Luddites just able to download the podcast and they're happy with that. I'm just calling to just say I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus, and I'm thankful for the Christmas time and calling into remembrance, and I pray for you each and every day, and just thanks be to God. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Todd from Depew, New York, and just want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. And most importantly, those of us who I see on the board and just hear about who may be having to struggle this holiday season with family members gone because of death or divorce or separation in some of our cases, may we feel an extra touch and blessing from God this year, that we will feel His love in replace of the love that He had provided for us that is now gone. May we hold on to Him not as the child, but as our Lord and Savior and lover of our soul, to spend this holiday season and go into the new year hopeful in Him, rejoicing in Him, and may we find friends. May it be possible for those whose spouses are listening to Him find His call for reconciliation, as we all agree is what God really wants us to do. And may our hearts be healed by His joy, regardless of what happens. Thank you all so much. Enjoy the Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm calling Wednesday night, and enjoy the whole Christmas season, especially that day. Thank you all, and God bless.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tracy calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I'd just like to wish everyone in this amazing community an incredibly blessed Christmas season. I'm just so thankful that I have come across this ministry. I've been following the Lord for about 4 years, but I've always struggled with maintaining a consistent daily reading and having that meaning just come pouring in. When I watched Brian on the 100 Huntley Street show, that is when I first found your ministry, and I have been faithful to it and have led other people to this. I just feel such a sense of community and truly that sense of love when Brian, every day when you deliver your message, it's just been a real anchor for my life. I've been going through some trials, and this truly has been the part of my day that I can hang on to and feel refreshed by. So I just pray a huge blessing on this ministry and each and every one of my DAD brothers and sisters. Joy of the season to everyone. Thank you.
Happy holidays. This is Liz from Manchester, New Jersey, calling to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And we are just wanting to say thank you, Lord, for everything. And have a blessed day. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Alicia Hill
and Ashley Hill
from Atlanta, Georgia, wishing everybody from the DAB family a happy holidays and a blessed new year. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Bear Herbert, Roosevelt, Utah. This is Thanksgiving Day. I wanted to call and tell everyone Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I want to say I love you to my wife, Maria, my daughters, Eileen, Imana, Sandra, and Abigail. I love you, girls. Happy holidays. Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Hey, DBA family, this is Ernest from upstate New York. I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless and thanks.
Merry Christmas. This is Craig from Illinois. Well, I just love you guys, and it's been a great year. I'm going to be around next year and looking forward to meeting new people that aren't even out there yet on the DAB forum. But guys, let's just finish strong, and I'll see you next year. Merry Christmas.
Hello, DB Audio family. Hello, Brian. I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and a very Merry Christmas. God bless you all. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. My name is Joe Palomares, and I was paralyzed. Well, I'm still paralyzed, but I was paralyzed 3.5 years ago, and I appreciate all your prayers throughout the year. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. May God continue to bless us all. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Brenda Scott, and this is my Christmas greetings to my family, to my son Tristan Williams, Trelvin Williams, and Torrance Williams, also to their children, Tristan Williams, Triana Williams, and Tamaya Williams, also to my mother, Molly Jones, and my brother, Bernard Jones, to my niece and nephews, Aisha Foreman, Marcus Foreman, and Christopher Reese. I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and, of course, a wonderful and Happy New Year. And God bless Daily Audio Bible to all of you, Brian, and your family. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.